The major candidates for governor met in debate last night on WMUR. The evening gave each hopeful the chance to press their cases to a statewide TV audience. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Republicans sought traction on issues of core importance to GOP voters.
The hour-long Republican debate followed a basic dynamic. Manchester Mayor Ted Gatzis worked to shrink the night to a head-to-head matchup with Executive Counselor Chris Sununu. Here's Gatzis going after Sununu on refugee resettlement.
The perception is that you stand up and say that you stood up and you were against immigration. However, the reality is that when I went up to the governor's council and you were there, and I asked for a moratorium on refugees, you voted against it. That's perception and reality.
Senator Jeanne Forrester, meanwhile, set her sights on Ted Gatzis and challenged him pointedly while defending her own proposal to deploy the National Guard to battle opioids.
Quite honestly, I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to use all the tools available as governor to make sure we end this crisis.
Take 30 seconds, Mayor.
Well, thank you very much. We've used every tool in the toolbox here in Manchester.
I don't think so.
Senator, that when you talk about what are we going to do, it's
what
not...
What are you going to do?
Well, Senator, I know that you're much more respectful than that.
Frank Edelblum, meanwhile, cast himself as a conservative outsider, thin of political resume, perhaps, but also free of the baggage that comes with a thick one.
I have not planned my career saying I'm going to go from one position to another position and eventually I will achieve the position of governor. I will tell you that running for governor was not on my bucket list of things to do.
Chris Sununu, for his part, strove at every turn to come across as upbeat.
New Hampshire's a great state. A great state.
And reliable on core GOP issues like taxes, guns, and education reform. But last night, Sununu also worked delicately to sell his record to the conservative electorate he'll need to court in the primary and the more moderate one he'll face in the general election should he succeed. Case in point was Planned Parenthood. Sununu has voted for and against state contracts with Planned Parenthood as an executive counselor, and his vote this spring to back a contract with Planned Parenthood enraged some conservatives. Last night, Chris Sununu pled with GOP voters to see the issue his way.
And please keep in mind, this contract's been around for 40 years. Every conservative governor before me has signed this exact same contract because they knew that as much as they might disagree with Planned Parenthood, it's about putting people over politics. It's about quality health care services for women.
But overall, this debate showed the Republicans mostly agreeing. All said they endorsed Donald Trump for president, all opposed reestablishing a state minimum wage, all said they doubt humans play a role in climate change, and predictably, all also pitch themselves as the best person to lead the state. Primary voters now have less than a week to make up their minds. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.